I will never, ever, 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 ever understand the job search. I can't. I can't do it anymore. Yesterday, I applied to some jobs, and jobs that I'm overly qualified for, immediate rejection.
This person says, what can I do about not being able to find a job? Seems like a lot of people in places like Los Angeles and basically the rest of the California region, they're going through like this whole job recession. Actually, it's not even like a recession. It's like a job depression. There's like no jobs. People are saying that recently the job market is worse than 2008. It's like some dot-com bubble era stuff. You know, it's not looking good. This person said, I moved to LA back in February and thankfully did not have to pay for rent because she's living with a boyfriend and just can't get anything. You know, apply to so many places, it's not even funny anymore. Fast food, housekeeping, you know, even printed the resume and took it to actual places, you know, and lost the car insurance, all that stuff, so can't exactly do DoorDash and Instacart. The job market's cooked. You know, a bunch of people on the Ask Los Angeles subreddit are all saying they just want to find some sort of work. This person says, I've been job hunting for the past few months, lost a job, majored in public health from UCSD, so a pretty good school, but can't get anything. The situation is pretty bad, applying to a bunch of jobs, even tailoring the resume, using connection to get referrals, and just can't get anything. Have a car, tried the food delivery stuff, but that doesn't exactly make you that much money, especially with gas prices in California being so high and insurance cost. The job market's the worst, in my opinion, in decades. Way worse than 2008.
If you're graduating in May, are you freaking the fuck out? I've done everything right. I have had a 3.8 GPA all throughout college. I've joined Greek organizations. I've done clubs. I've held executive positions in clubs. All throughout college, I've maintained at least one job. Right now, I work a corporate job. I bartend at a college club, and I'm taking 21 credits to graduate in May. Yet every single time I apply to those entry-level jobs and I click the little entry-level box, I don't hear anything back. I've applied to hundreds of jobs and it's getting to the point that I am losing my mind. The entry-level jobs that require 4 years of experience. My experience is that I've always been a multitasker. I've had to pay for everything I've ever wanted to do in my entire life. And I'm a dedicated worker. No, but seriously, I actually have no idea what I'm going to be doing post-grad. So.
I have a job interview in 5 minutes. I'm so scared.
I have a second interview in 57 minutes. I just finished my third interview.
Guess who doesn't have a job? They just told me no. Oh my fucking God.
Nobody ever talks about how hard it is to find a job post undergrad or grad school, right? I just graduated my master's and I have a job, but like it's just keeping my head above water and I stay like with family. So I don't know if this is like a universal thing, but it's just so hard. Like you really have to be strategic about like what you're doing and how you're doing it. I'm applying to jobs at work and I'm still like struggling to get callbacks. Like I'm applying to at least 100 jobs a day at my current job. So like, yeah, it's just a lot. And then like, jobs want to have 5 years, 7 years experience. Like, how am I supposed to get the experience if you're not offering me no job? And then on top of that, they're trying to pay you minimum wage. Like, Buki, like, what did I go to school for 6 years for? And you know, it's just not adding up. Like, I'm just trying to make it make sense because, yeah.
Let's talk about being unemployed post grad. All right, the news is out. I'm unemployed. Am I okay? No, I'm not okay. I've never not had something in my life giving me an every single day schedule. I was thankful enough right after college, had an internship, and it was amazing. They actually made the position for me. I ended up being there for 6 months because they extended my internship. Loved the company, loved the people, but sadly, since it was a smaller company, they only had room to hire one more new hire on my team, and they needed a more senior level, which obviously is not me. I just graduated college. Also, I was fully remote, which is not my thing, so we all knew it was just like not gonna work for me to stay because that's not what I wanted. But because of that, now I'm unemployed. First time actually saying it on the internet. I think I've kind of just been in denial, and it's been a challenge. Now I am on the hunt for a full-time job, and it is challenging to say the least. Not an easy process. Our market is horrible. Today marks 2 weeks of being unemployed, but hasn't been super long. Trying to remind myself that these things do take time. But I will say, nobody prepares you for being unemployed post-grad. It is one of the most challenging, humbling experiences. Honestly, it was my biggest fear. I've spent literally all of my life working my ass off so that I wouldn't have to be unemployed. But sadly, you could be doing all the right things and all the right steps. The reality of it is there is a chance that you are going to be unemployed post-grad. Sad to see too how many people will not help you get to where you need to be. I think it's important to remember everybody started here. Everybody started not having something, searching for something. Everybody starts at the bottom. I have been on calls and in talks with CEOs, senior level people, directors, HR people, getting all the connections, all the advice that I need. And it is sad to say that there's some people that just won't help you. I've been ghosted by people at companies that were supposed to help me and continue to guide me and hopefully getting an interview and next steps. People are going to disappoint. Something I remind myself, and this is why I would never be that person who doesn't want to help someone, is people you meet on the way up are the same people you're gonna pass on the way down. So always remember that. But if you're in this same boat as me and it's just taking a toll on you, which it is quite literally taking a toll on me, you're not alone. We got this. Keep working your ass off and keep remembering that you're gonna end up where you're supposed to be. You're gonna get somewhere. Good things take time. So I guess this is my public announcement that I'm unemployed and that it's hard. But if you're dealing with the same thing, going through the same thing, I'm right there with you. So just know, my friends, you're not alone. I know it'll be okay, and it'll be okay for you guys too. So let's do this thing.
The fact that I was bawling my eyes out at this event, and then we had another guest speaker that came up, and he said, burning desire is when you are sitting there and truly thinking about the type of person that you want to be, and you have tears within your eyes. And that was just happening for me. I was like, absolutely, this is the way to go. And I know that I don't need a backup plan, so why am I in college? Why am I scared? I just need to drop out. I'm going to start writing down stuff of what I'm going to lose by dropping out of college. And then I'm going to write down what my successful life will look like. And then I will write down what my life looks like right now, so I can see what it's going to look like when I'm at rock bottom, how it would look like if I needed to get back into my mediocre life, and then how easy it would be to be successful, because I already said it's gonna happen. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. And already I've met a girl that I'm probably gonna be moving in with, and we are going to lock down and be so successful together, because I finally have found someone that wants extraordinary and not just normal. But you guys choose to stay average because you say it's normal and it's comfortable. Make it make sense.
I was being nosy and listening to a couple of girls that work at my gym's conversation, and they were talking about how they've had all these job interviews, applied to all these jobs, can't get a job. Now they have to work at a gym. Literally everyone is in this predicament. It's so frustrating. Like, everyone I talk to, they're having these interviews, sounds like it goes great, and they didn't get the job. Who are the companies hiring then? I have not heard one person say, wow, the interview went great, I got hired. Who are they hiring? Additionally, what are we doing? Serving burgers and bartending is really, really burning me out. I'm really sick of it. Do I money launder? Is that even profitable? I could not be a stripper. Pole dancing is so hard. I could never look graceful up there. I really don't know. What are we doing, guys? That isn't serving a bartending. How can I make some money? I've honestly had every random job in the world, so I feel like I could do anything, honestly.
Being unemployed sucks because it's just so much uncertainty with, like, everything. And I'm trying not to, like, cry every day about it. But bright side is I could go on walks at, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon and not have to answer to nobody.
Job market is so bad. Y'all, tell me why I just applied to be a special agent for the FBI. Because at this point, it is what it is.
Okay, that sounds weird, but hear me out. Every single time someone would tell me, oh, it's okay, you'll find your dream job, there's something out there for you, I would just not feel excited at all. Like, I would not feel excited. I would feel dreadful and terrified and honestly very demotivated to sit down and look at jobs and scroll on LinkedIn and keep applying and keep applying and keep applying. And also, every single time I would have an interview and I would tell my boyfriend that I have an interview, and he would say, oh, it's great, I believe in you, baby, stuff like that, I would just not feel excited at all. I would just be thinking, oh, honestly, I don't really think I want that job. So a couple of days ago, I was sitting down talking to my friend at a cafe, and she asked me, what do I actually want to do? What is my dream job? What would be my ideal position if I could choose anything? You know what I realized? I realized that my ideal position is never to work for somebody. I don't want an in-office job. I don't want a 9-to-5. I don't want to sit through 5, 6, 7 rounds of interview just to be told that they went along with a different candidate. I want to be my own boss. I want to have my own thing. I want to create. I want to not feel like I have to prove my worth to some people over and over again. I just want to be free. I just want to be free.
A realization I've had to come to terms with is that I went to school, worked full time, and got a full 4-year bachelor's degree, and it ain't do nothing for me. I feel like I just wasted my time. I feel like if you're not going to do anything like medical related or law or human resources, and even then, what's the point? What's the point?
This job market and this economy is so different, and it's extremely hard. I'm noticing a couple things. I'm noticing that, one, if you have the experience and or if you have the degree in that particular job, you're still not getting a callback. I'm also noticing that a lot of jobs don't want to train. What happened to training? What happened to training someone for the position that you want to have fulfilled? If I have the experience and I have the degree to fulfill that position, you don't want to call me. If I don't have the experience, you don't want to call me. How do we expect for people to put into this economy? How do we expect people to get away from social media and content creating? Because you guys feel that's not a real job. How do you expect people to get a real job if you're not willing to train them? If you're not willing to give them the opportunity? If you're not willing to give them a job when they have the experience to do it? And let me clarify, because I'm not talking about the people that are applying for on-site positions, but you want to work from home. Of course, you're not going to need a call back. You want to work from home. They need somebody in the office. I'm not talking about the people that want to work Monday through Friday, but the job requires you to work on weekends. Of course, you're not going to get called back. I'm talking about the people who have everything on that application that is required. They have the ability to, yet they're still not getting called. People are not getting a call back to even set up an interview. Why are we not getting callbacks? And can we normalize jobs telling an applicant why they wasn't hired? Because that also would help. Yes, I know you can ask them, you can reach out and ask, but if you know why you didn't hire me, tell me. So that can let me know if I'm doing something wrong, if I'm putting something on my application that's not appealing. Let me know the reason that you decided not to hire me, because what I'm looking at is everything on your application that you have, I fit. I have the degree in that. I have the experience. Here are the jobs to show you that I have the experience in that field. I'm willing to work the hours that you're asking for. I'm willing to travel if it requires traveling. I'm willing to do those things. And I said yes on the application. Why am I not getting called? Dare I say, is it because of my race? Because I've marked I'm African American? Or is it because I'm a woman? Or does my name kind of throw you off? Because that's a real thing too. Why are people not getting called who really want to work?
It feels so embarrassing to admit, but I work for $17 an hour part-time in the customer service with a bachelor's degree. But I feel very grateful to have that, because people can't get hired anywhere. Holy shit. And I'm trying to find a new job, and I got contacted about getting like a phone interview, and then we scheduled it, and I never got the call. And I emailed them back, I reached out, and I never got an email back. So that's how that's going. Do we all feel like we're cooked? Because that's what it's feeling like.
I am a senior at Cornell. I've applied to over 300 jobs. who has a job right now? It kind of sucks because the school's expensive. I'm an econ major. I have a 3.7 GPA and I cannot get a full-time job. The only reason I'm not broke is because I've saved up working on campus and then also doing class action settlements on claim. Basically brands pay you out. So I made like $8K doing that so far. Definitely recommend it's passive income. But if I didn't have that, I would literally be broke. I cannot get a job. I don't know, I might be cooked. What do I do?
Isn't it funny how school is perceived as the greatest fucking thing, right? Getting this degree and then you leave and the skills that you've learned there, unless you're a lawyer or a doctor or one of those, you know, professions that actually needs the degree, it's fucking useless. To Lindsay's point and even my own experience, I've learned more from a $9 Udemy course or from other creators, even on TikTok for free, than I fucking did in my schooling. So save your fucking money, don't get an MBA, and just learn. Learn on your own. If you can't fucking afford $9 course or even $100 course, learn on YouTube. Literally, that's all you need to build a business. And if you want to invest money on something greater, like a mastermind or whatever, by all means do it. But don't fucking pay tuition. Like, we're in 2022. Don't need to do that shit.
Every time I sit down to do my homework and I look at my assignments and I see I have an English assignment and I click on it and it happens to be the most useless assignment I've ever seen that will never further my education, I literally start praising ChatGPT. I start praying to ChatGPT, oh my God, please take away English class. Please take away English class. Please make English teachers' jobs useless. Because why is this the most useless class I've ever taken? I swear I've been writing the same essay since I was in sixth grade. The only thing that's ever changed in my learning of English and writing and composition is the MLA format and bibliography. Oh, it's been the same exact thing, just more words since sixth grade. And then English teachers find the way to be most insufferable, rude people ever. It's literally just about how much they like you as their grading. It's so dumb. Please, Donald, ChatGPT, please save me, ChatGPT, please save me. Like, I just can't wait for the day that ChatGPT takes away English class. This is so useless.
As somebody who's in college, like, I'm literally about to walk into class right now in 10 minutes. If you don't have a full ride scholarship, you should not be here. Because when I tell you this shit is the biggest waste of time ever, I'm not lying. And if you're paying for it, that makes it even worse. You know, you gotta think about it. You're not paying for the education itself when it comes to college. You're paying for that little piece of paper you get after 4 years. I mean, anybody can pull up to any lecture and learn whatever they want. It's all about whether they want to or not. At the end of the day, you can learn the same amount as you did in college and 10 times more if you take that 4 years and use it to learn yourself as opposed to going to college and going to class. So to anybody out there who's thinking, should I go to college or should I take that risk with entrepreneurship? Take that fucking risk.
So 60% of last year's college graduates have still not landed an entry-level role. And I get a lot of flack for this, but I graduated in 2008 and it was hard to graduate at that time and find a job. But what you could do, at least at the time, was find a bullshit job. A job that paid you very little or you worked on tips. A job that you could just find on Craigslist and you would send your resume, or you wouldn't even send a resume, and you would just email an AOL or Hotmail account and meet up with the person, have a conversation, and if you have some personality, be able to convince them to give you a job. The problem now is that even bullshit jobs are hard to find. Very hard to find. Not only that, it's like they've made bullshit jobs very hard to apply for. Like, you have to fill out this crazy application for minimum wage. And, you know, you hear about people all the time on this app that are applying to food service jobs. They're college graduates. They're applying for food service. And they're not even getting a call. They're applying to minimum wage call centers and they're not getting a call back. So you have to understand that the economic environment right now, the jobs market, is much more difficult because, one, offshoring has moved a lot of jobs overseas that a lot of entry-level college graduates would normally get. And now they have zero opportunity to actually get those jobs. go in, hustle, slowly build their career, slowly build their resume. They don't have those opportunities anymore. Plus, because of how AI is going to evolve the workplace, and it will impact the workplace. And the problem is, we are not 100% sure how. So a lot of companies out there are not hiring people with zero experience. They're just not. They're not, because they think, and they're more right, that that entry-level job, those mundane tasks that you used to do to build a good reputation, that you used to tell your boss, oh, let me take that off your plate so you can build this good personal brand. They think those are gonna be automated first, and that's what we're seeing. So I have empathy for all these people that did everything right, listened to us, and are really struggling right now post-graduation to find jobs. It is tough. It is much, much more tough. But if I can give you some advice and hope, it's gonna get better if you still have hope.
Jobs will really post a job and be like, this is a great entry-level position for a recent grad. You're like, okay, that's me. And then you'll go look at the job description. You're like, this is fire. You'll go look at the qualifications and you'll be like, oh, no, that can't be right. This says 7 years experience. A recent grad. You said entry-level position. What are you talking about? What do you mean 7 years? 7 years ago, I was 14.
Okay, I'm going to get through this without crying. I just got promoted to Associate Director of People, and on Friday, I was laid off. This is a month after I was just promoted. I know TikTok is really good at helping people find their next landing. We were in the process of a new home, no longer able to do that. I've got over 9 years of experience in human resources. In people operations. If anyone sees this and knows of anyone that is looking for someone to come on board their team, I'm happy to send my information. This market is just, it's rough.
I got laid off. Check. Layoff check. Guys, I have an update for you. This is really not a joking matter, of course, but we use humor to cope with things. If you didn't know my job situation, basically, I started working with a startup company in like late January, early February. After leaving a job I did really like, but I felt like it was, you know, ready to move on to the next chapter. So no job is ever 100% secure, but startups are definitely more of a risk. I had a great connection with this company, and I actually started on a contract with them. So I had like a 2-month contract. It was kind of a trial period. And then after that trial period, they were like, yes, we like what's up, we like what you're doing. And then they officially employed me after that. This is not like a rat on this company specifically, but I basically got on a call around a month ago and they were like, hey, really love what you're doing. We have shifted our internal priorities and we basically can't pay you anymore, which is really cute. And I've never been in this position before. And I like know I'm making light of it. And it's also a month out. I honestly haven't talked about it. And if you're someone who's gotten laid off or ever lost a job or whatever, like it feels embarrassing. Like I felt embarrassed at first, one, because I was so surprised. Like I thought things were going well, which they ended up reaffirming me. Like, yes, things are going well. We are happy with what you're doing. Like kind of a it's not you, it's me kind of breakup. That's literally how it felt. I was like, oh my God, why is my company breaking up with me out of nowhere? But like, oh my gosh, does it feel embarrassing, especially being that it was a new job and I left a job for this job, to kind of just be taken aback and then also be told like, you couldn't have really done anything, but like, you're not gonna have a paycheck. Like it definitely is frustrating and also just, again, embarrassing, because I'm like, I just, you know, I've been raving to people about my job in this company and now I like, I don't even work there anymore. I'm not embarrassed anymore. And I also am very trusting that like when one door closes, so another one can open. I've weirdly been like posting less because I feel like I've kind of taken a step back from like evaluating what my life actually, like what I actually want to be doing with my life. So thankful for my savings account. And then also I had a couple of side gigs that I was doing, which were able to just bring me a little bit of money, even though I lost like my main income. But I've been focusing this month on picking up a couple of other side gigs as well too, just in the meantime. And I actually did have a job interview today. My first interview, it took a month, but I got one. Just wanted to update and be transparent. And if you've ever been laid off, I feel you, unfortunately. Like, I am now right there with you. And again, this is no direct shade to the company that I was with. Sometimes it's how the cookie crumbles. It just sucks when, like, it's your cookie that's crumbling. So we are moving forward. I also had time to start up one of my little passion projects that I've been wanting to do, which is Burnout to Baddie. I finally had some free time to be able to do that. So more to come on this account. And then I made it its own Instagram account as well, if you want to check out and support. So yeah, love you guys. Heart goes out to anyone in this position, but I know we're all going to be okay, and let's keep killing it.
So college grads are doing everything right. They're getting degrees, they're applying like crazy, but they are not getting jobs. Why is this happening? The unemployment rate for recent grads is 5.8%. That is higher than it's been in decades, and it's much higher than the general population. There are some different theories. One, college degrees may be becoming less valuable. A lot of the entry-level jobs are no longer requiring a degree in order to consider candidates. And of course, AI. So as you've probably seen, AI agents, AI technologies, they're able to do the easier tasks. So things like customer service, help centers, data processing, even some coding. Is AI is making the individuals that already have jobs so much more efficient that less of the entry-level people are needed. And we will probably continue to see this trend. If you're listening to this and reading news, like I'm ahead of the curve, awareness is the key to see what's happening so that we can understand how to pivot and how to advise our children to pivot. I'm Ava, friend, trying to figure out with you for more news. AI.
There is no such thing as a good job anymore, and I think that we need to collectively just understand that. The days of just applying or walking with an application or calling or knowing a friend and getting a job, those days are completely over. And what's even worse is that, like, you can't even go get a job at anything under like $25 an hour and live a life by yourself, live a life independently. And I wish our parents understood that. They genuinely think that we can just go out, get a job, and just make it happen. I don't understand what we gotta do. What chart do we need to show them? What news segment? What graph? What table we need to do? What do we need to do to show them that it just doesn't work no more?